Hello, my name is Emma Latham. I am in the I Am Yours Italian film class. And today on this podcast, we will be talking about the Italian film Yesterday, Today, and Tomorrow. And we're going to be talking about why we think it won the Best Picture for Foreign Film in 1965. So yeah, let's just jump right into it. So Yesterday, Today, and Tomorrow, as I said, it's a film, an Italian film that was made in 1965, and so even though it's one film, it actually has three, short films within it. They're each romantic comedies about women, and how those women affect the men in their lives. Each short film used the same leading actress, Sophia Loren, and the same actor, Marcello Mastroianni. In order to tell three very unique stories. Just to give a little bit of a plot overview for each short film, the first one is about a couple living in Naples, Italy. The husband, Carmine, has just been laid off from his job, and so his wife, Adelina, sells black market cigarettes in order to make money for the family. Because this is obviously illegal, she gets threats about being put in jail, and so she's having a crisis. But she figures out that if she can have a child every year, then she'll avoid jail time. And then the second one is about a young woman named Anna. She lives in Milan. She's very, very rich. She drives around her very expensive Rolls Royce car and all of her designer fur coats and jewelry and whatnot. So she's a young woman in Milan. Her husband is away, but she's seeking an affair with a man named Renzo, and she takes advantage of him and his naiveness about their quote unquote relationship. And he is unfortunately blinded by her flirtatious motifs and left in the dust. And then the last short film, it's about a prostitute named Mara who lives in Rome in the city. And there's a young man who lives across from her apartment named Umberto. And he is a priest in training, but he becomes infatuated with her. And of course, his Italian grandmother is pissed off by this and hates Mara. And so in order to fix the situation, Mara makes an ultimate sacrifice so Umberto can stop getting distracted by her prostitute ways and fulfill his religious obligations. In each of these short films, just talking a little bit more about the analysis of each one. In each of these short films, there are obviously three very different stories, but they all kind of have the same typecast. The female protagonist expresses power over her male counterparts by ways of her sexuality, and the male protagonist is an inept comedic relief. And so even though the three leading ladies are, as Mike Leader puts it in his review of the film's DVD release, quote, three key stereotypes of the female in cinema, and then they are as follows: the overbearing wife from the first short with what's her name, Adelina. So the overbearing wife is Adelina. The flirtatious socialite, which is Anna, and the welcoming prostitute, which is Mara. So even though these three women have, or these three characters have, these stereotypes, they're still powerful representations of femininity, and they subvert the expectations of how women were treated and portrayed at the time. So, for example, Adelina, Anna, and Mara each take charge of their own lives, and they do not sit back and rely on their male counterparts to get them through their struggles. When they're faced with obstacles, they each take it upon herself to figure out a solution all by themselves. The women in this film are also not afraid to use their sexuality to their advantage in order to empower themselves and take control of their lives. And meanwhile, while all this powerful femininity is going on, The male protagonists are the one who shadow these powerful women, and they are essentially the sidekicks in the films. They are the ones who rely on the woman for their sexuality, their presence, and their comfort. And so, along with all the deep layers that we have going on here, with the social issues of women and sexuality, it's also important to just break down the title of the film. And so, obviously, because there are three films in this one film, the title Yesterday, Today, and Tomorrow can stand on its own. And if you break it down, each title can be its own individual film. So therefore, quite literally, the title represents the past, yesterday, the present, which is today, obviously, and the future, which is tomorrow. And more specifically, these three tenses represent the future of Italy at the time that the film was made. And so, just going into it a little bit, yesterday, as I said, illustrates the past. And in this case, the past is the neo-realist setting of big Italian families and their real struggles, with Adelina and Carmine trying to avoid jail time and raising their seven kids in Naples, Italy, and having enough money to support their family. And so today, the present at the time, showcases the post-war economic boom in Italy, and this is clearly represented by Anna's wealth, her fancy car, her designer clothes, and her attitude her attitude and her sense of entitlement when she's driving and just knocks into everyone and disobeys all the traffic laws because she has such a high economic status. And tomorrow highlights the future of what Italy could look like if it models kind of the Americanization of city life, and in this particular instance, it's prostitution, which we get from Mara. And the warning is losing religious grounds or cultural grounds, if you want to be more general. And this ideal is represented through Umberto, the young man who's studying to become the priest, and his struggle to maintain his religious and cultural responsibilities. So just to wrap it up here, Yesterday, Today, and Tomorrow is an important film because it advocates for social change, and more specifically, it advocates for how women are portrayed in relation to men. It speaks from a historical context and uses an array of cinematic techniques that offer moments of comedic relief, but also stark, vital shots of female empowerment.